This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very interesting day at camp. One, it was dreary, but the Falcons practice, and for the folks who made it out, Mike said it earlier, man, big shout out to Falcon fans.
Yeah, about 300, 400. Look, I guess about 400, I thought, out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it was, you know, you could have easily said, I ain't going today. But the interest in this team remains very high, and I think a lot of fans want to see it. It was cool to see Penix connect a couple of different times today, and I thought he had a really good practice.
Man.
Like, it's been hard for me to say Michael Penix is, and I'm being serious here, has had a bad practice. It's not that he hasn't had incomplete passes, but his practice as a whole, when you go 11 on 11 and you kind of figure out, okay, they're trying to do some red zone work or whatever it's going on, he's looked good, guys. And again, I'm not trying to hype this up. I'm just telling you, like, there haven't been days where I've left and gone, he's all right. He's looked good all the way around, and so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's very hard on himself. You've heard some of the post-practice interviews. I think Thursday was probably his worst day that we saw with those interceptions. He talked about it. You know, he said he's got to be better.
In the red zone.
More accurate. But you know, today, I mean, every day there's a 9-to-5. There's a Penix to Drake, and it's beautiful. And he's catching him in stride. Bijan continues to do Bijan stuff every day. And as we said, DJ Chark, if he's going to fill in the short term for Darnell Mooney, he's going to have to get his act together.
Penix today, by the way, if you're going by the numbers, and look, I don't get too caught up in this. We're talking about practice, but we're also talking about what are they working on. And sometimes we are not sure as we're taking it all in until maybe after practice when these guys talk about it. But 12 of 15 passing in the rain, and he hit Kyle Pitts for a touchdown. And it was funny because after practice, Penix said it reminded him of Seattle. When we forget, he's used to playing in this kind of weather, so it wasn't a problem. He can grip the ball and let it rip. But Jalen Walker also practiced today. We're going to talk more about that coming up. But right now, we got to talk some dogs. Connor Riley is here. The countdown is on. Connor Riley, what do you think about the polls before we get into Georgia and what's been happening at practice? Coach's poll came out. I think they had Georgia at 4. You okay with that?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair place to start this team. Now, like, I don't agree that Texas is the number one team in the country. I think much of that is tied to Arch Manning and the presence of him and what he might be able to bring. Because I actually think in terms of what Georgia and Texas have to replace from a year ago, there are a lot of similarities. Both starting quarterbacks are now gone, though they bring in guys who have some experience. 4 to 5 starters on the defensive line, or on the offensive line, rather. Couple of key pieces on the defensive side of the ball as well. So, you know, Georgia and Texas are right there. It's not a surprise to me that the top two teams in the SEC, 9 SEC teams ranked in the top 25, and 26 and 27 are also SEC teams. So it just really speaks to the depth of the league and what Georgia's going to have to navigate this year. You know, they may not start the season as the number one team, as the number 4 in this poll, but they are going to have a chance to play their way and show that they are the number one team come the end of the season.
I mean, by week 3, I saw a top 25 where they had Tennessee in 19. I think Brett McMurphy had that. I'm like, I don't know how Tennessee is going to be that without a great quarterback. We'll talk about that when we get closer to the UT game. But what about this article?
Tennessee.
See, Carl, there's two UTs.
No. Go ahead.
There's two UTs.
There's one.
I read your article today, man. We're always looking for that next big, you know, dude. And kind of cool to see a guy stick around for a number of years. But you talked about Micah Morris. Connor wrote this article today in Dog Nation, who is a physical freak. Bruce Feldman talked about him, 6'4", 330. But can this guy contribute? I mean, this will be his last chance to be that big space grab. What's his role on this team?
Yeah, this is a guy, Micah Morris, who in the spring when we got a chance to talk to him said he wanted to be in that Jamarius Sawyer type role. And for Georgia fans who remember, Sawyer, a key piece in his time at the University of Georgia, won a national championship as a senior after he had to sort of wait a while. Micah Morris is going to be this team's starting left guard. And the biggest thing with him, look, he is as strong as the day is long. And there are a few, I think, athletes in the SEC that have the power and size that he brings to the table. The big thing with him is, can he get on and stay on the field? He started 5 games for Georgia last year, and I think there's a world where they would have been content to let him start out the rest of the season after Tate Ratledge came back from injury. But in that Florida game, Micah Morris picked up an injury as well. And so the big thing, not just for Morris himself, but the offensive line as a whole, is they've got to come together. Kirby said this last week. They've got to gel. I think injuries were a big reason why that was not the case a season ago. And these top guys in particular, yes, Micah Morris, but Ernest Green at right tackle, Monroe Freeling at left tackle, those three guys have to stay on the field. Because I know in recent weeks we've talked about the top-end talent on Georgia's offense. But this Georgia offense is going to do what it needs to do and put this team in a position to win a national title, which is the goal at Georgia. They're going to need, I think, two, maybe even three guys that are all SEC-capable level offensive linemen. I think Green, Freeling, and Morris have that talent level. But they have to be out there on the field and play to it this year for Georgia.
Connor, Kirby told our buddy Steak Shapiro on the Steakhouse last week that it was mental and technical when it came to drop balls. 36 drop passes last year. How do they fix this? And is he fixing it?
That's the thing. I know there were a lot of people that weren't happy with James Coley. I thought Coley actually did a really good job of overhauling the talent in this room. It sounds like Noah Thomas, the Texas A&M transfer, has been one of the real standouts early on here in fall practice. Zachariah Branch is as gifted as any wide receiver that has come through Georgia in recent years in terms of the speed, in terms of the shiftiness. But it wasn't just one guy that was having issues with drops. And people can point to Arian Smith and they can point to Dominic Lovett. But, like, Dylan Bell, who's normally shorthanded, I think it bled into him last year. Oscar Delp has had drop issues at times. It is a collective group. We've heard that they're putting in extra quotas that they have to hit extra practice in terms of catching footballs. But, like, I do think that these guys, especially at times last year, you know, they'd go through, I'm sure they were catching as many as they could in practice. And then when the game came around, there were just so many timely drops. And with a quarterback who I don't think is quite as good as Carson Beck was in some areas a season ago and Gunnar Stockton, they're going to have to help him a lot more. And if they have the same drop issues that they did with Carson a season ago, it's going to be another very long season for the Georgia offense.
I know we've talked a lot about the run game. Does Bobo change his approach because he's got a young quarterback that we still really haven't seen? It's kind of the same argument we have with Michael Penix as far as how much he's been tested. Do we try to make – I know, you know what Georgia fans say. Okay, Connor, you know what I say. Run the damn ball. Are they going to run the damn ball?
I think that they're going to do more to help Gunnar and take less off his plate. Kirby had mentioned at SEC Media Days that in that Notre Dame game, they had sort of called the game to try and help Gunnar. And, yes, you're always supposed to do that with your quarterback. But I think last year they put a lot on Carson Beck's shoulders and wanted him to run the offense and made it a pass-first offense. And look, they weren't a great rushing team for a number of reasons last year. But I think this year, and based on everything Kirby has said, going back to the spring, through summer, even through fall camp, he made multiple discussion points about the run game and how Georgia needs to be better in that regard. If this Georgia team can't run the football with the assets that they have, Nate Frazier, I think, is as talented as any running back in this league. And Josh McCray from Illinois, a guy who had 10 touchdowns in the Big Ten a year ago. If they struggle to run the ball again this year, I know Mike Bobo is not the most popular figure and we're expecting to talk to him this week. If Georgia can't run the ball this year, we're not going to be talking to Mike Bobo next year. We're going to be talking to a new offensive coordinator. I think that's the pressure and those are the stakes on this offense this year to get it right.
Wow. I mean, that's strong because they have a good relationship, but it is about getting the job done.
Right.
I don't disagree if this offense doesn't look better. Tell me about John Gruden giving a speech to the Dogs. What was that all about?
Yeah, so John Gruden, you know, got some, I think, like a Georgia care package this past spring, you know, and Gruden gave him some love on social media. And when you hear and talk to guys on this team, the phrase that they bring up is fire, passion, and energy. And John Gruden, you know, certainly in the social media space and even during his time on NFL sidelines, certainly embodied that. And so I think they lean into that. I think they like that. I think they recognize who Gruden is and just sort of how much he loves football. And I do think that that is something that Kirby wants this team to lean into. They want to lean into the love of the game. They want to lean into, you know, the youthfulness and fun aspects of it rather than maybe perhaps the business type angle that we've seen Georgia teams take in years past. And in a weird way, kind of make football a little bit more fun again around there. And so much of this stems from, I think, NIL and the way that the sport has devolved and you know, moving towards a more professional model, but not quite so much so. And so bringing a guy like Gruden who embodies fire, passion, and energy, I think only further taps into what Kirby Smart wants this team to be.
I was reading an article this week as a Connor Riley guy joins us from Dog Nation about Jared Curtis basically taking less in the envelope to come to Georgia. And is that just another example of, you know, what Kirby's preaching and how quickly should be worried that that changes? And then Jared all of a sudden goes, pay the man. I mean, or is this is obviously they brought him in for a number of reasons. He's a good fit for Georgia, and that's why the money is where it is.
Yeah, I think all those factor into it. Look, if money was the singularly most important thing to Jared Curtis, he'd be at Oregon right now. And so I think Jared, at least on the front end, is comfortable taking a little bit less. And that's something that Kirby Smart has consistently preached, where, you know, he doesn't want the guys who are unproven on this roster to be the highest earners. They want them to go out there and earn it. You know, Stetson Bennett was making over $1 million in his time at Georgia and NIL when he had won a national championship, came back, and then went on to be a Heisman finalist. And so I think, you know, when Jared Curtis is a great example, how's it going to look when, let's say, Gunner comes back? He plays well this year as the starter going into next year, but potentially Jared Curtis is making more money than him. That does lead to some issues. That leads to some, I think, unforced errors that coaches can bring upon themselves. And so ultimately, it's great for Georgia that they're able to find a prospect like Curtis, develop the relationship, and build it to the point where he is comfortable saying, yeah, I'm going to take a little bit less coming in, knowing that if I put in the work and do everything I need to, I'm going to end up making more money on the back end, not just at his time at Georgia, but at the NFL level as well.
Is South Carolina going to be in this year's playoff? Look, they're coming in the coaches poll at 13. I don't think they're sleeping on anybody, right? Nobody's going to take on South Carolina this year and go, oh, well, you know, we're going to be surprised. I think people know they got a really good quarterback. They're well coached. Look, you could easily go from 13 inside of the top 10, and there's a real chance that that might happen. Do you feel like they're going to be a playoff team?
I think the thing that works against South Carolina this year is their schedule. And look, it's the same schedule they had last year, only it's flipped. But you've got to go to LSU. You've got to go to Texas A&M. You've got Ole Miss and Alabama coming to your place. You've got to play Clemson at the end of the season. Those are five teams all ranked in the preseason top 25. And look, like, that's every SEC team schedule to an extent. But, you know, LSU expects to make the playoff. Alabama expects to make the playoff. Ole Miss is an interesting playoff-level contender there. Clemson, you know, seen as a potential top five team come the end of the season. So I'm going to be really interested with South Carolina. Like, Lenora Sellers has as high ceiling as any quarterback in this league. And if he is able to do the simple things a little bit better, remember, he was dinged up in that LSU game and in that Alabama game a season ago. If he's able to do the little things a little bit better, I think that's going to take a lot of pressure off the defense that loses some really key pieces and put them in a spot where, you know, do I expect them to win the league? No. But if they can go 10-2, a one-game improvement from where they were a season ago, I think that there's a world where South Carolina can find itself in playoff conversation. They've just got to find a way to not give away any of those games against lesser talented teams while managing to go 3-2 against those teams that I mentioned earlier.
And the Florida Gators also, and some people feeling top 25 team. DJ Lagway was able to practice. A lot of people freaked out last week. Connor went into that walking boot, but I guess he's okay.
It's always something with Lagway. And it's sure, it's a bunch of minor injuries, but at a certain point, those start to add up. And look, there's a lot on the plate of Lagway and Billy Napier, too. And Florida's schedule is just as difficult as it was a season ago. And so they're going to have to find a way to navigate that. And, you know, a year ago, you know, you have Graham Mertz, he gets hurt, and you have Lagway step in. Well, you have Lagway step in, who do you have behind him? Harrison Bailey, who has very limited experience and none of the upside that I think a Lagway does. There is a lot on DJ Lagway's shoulders this year at Florida. I think it's the biggest reason for optimism, more so than tied to any one team in this league. But the fact that he missed time in the spring, he's missing more practice time this fall, it just, you know, you start to worry, do these injuries start to add up, and does that start to have a compounding effect on the Florida team?
What's the schedule for the Dawgs? When are they going to scrimmage here, Connor? Do you know?
They usually have their first scrimmage this coming Saturday, and they'll have another one the week after that. And then before you know it, start of the regular season will be here when they take on Marshall on August 30th.
All right. Yeah, man, I can't wait. Coach's poll is out. We're going to talk more about it. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley.
Good cool, stuff. Man. All right, man. Connor talking about the Dawgs. Lots of stuff there to figure out. Mike, the old, when you say in the envelope, it sounds dirty. Because it's legal now.
Right.
You know, it's like in the envelope. It's like it's under the table. It's legal. They could pay Jared Curtis as much as they want.
Right.
The question is, how much do they want?
But again, when you're losing the best defensive player to Texas, it's all about the money. Losing one of the best linemen in the country to Miami, about the money. That's why it's kind of hard. The article I was reading, I think, was Sporting News, was saying, wow, this kid must really be the special sauce Kirby's looking for, who really is more about the money.
No doubt.
Less about the football program, less about the money.
Hey, I want to remind you guys, we are going to be at Buffalo's Cafe on Wednesday in Flowery Branch. We're coming your way, Flowery Branch. So come on out and hang out with Dukes and Bell. We'll be wrapping up another day of action at Falcons training camp. Enjoying great food and drink at Buffalo's Cafe. Come join us, guys. That's Wednesday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. We'll let you hear what Coach Ra and our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., said today. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. As we recap what went down today at practice, and Mike and I have been talking about it, more in the Falcon Report, as well as we'll hear from T.J. Yates, who was talking about the job that Michael Penix is doing, and also an update on Younghoe Koo. Nothing bad. We're just keeping tabs. Younghoe, I'm watching you. And that's something that is
every
a part of this
camp. Every kick you take.
It's a part of camp, man. We got to make kicks.
Every field goal you make.
You guys are laughing until he misses the first one against the Bucks, and then you're going to be mad. You're going to be like, oh.
No, I'm feeling more confident about Koo.
Okay, cool.
Week two.
Cool. I hope so. But let's hear from Raheem Morris.
Raheem, who got punked today by a star wide receiver.
He did get punked. And it was funny, and he knew it, and it was just, you know, it looks like I think you got to find ways to loosen camp
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And that was fun. Everybody got a kick. We'll explain what that was in a sec.
But Raheem was talking about a couple of different things today. And Big O back at the studio, I want to hear the mentorship. He was talking about A.J. Terrell, and he was talking about James Pierce Jr. And Mike, you've got this mix of veterans who are helping the young guys understand not just where we're at, but where we need to go. And like, hey, you can be wild and crazy, but you can't lose control, and you got to play under control.
Right.
You know, and so Raheem was talking about that today. Let me hear Coach talk about that.
You know, I think AJ's done a great job just kind of getting him into the program. And I think now James has done a great job of really opening himself up and really asking questions to everyone. Like, I've seen him talk to O-linemen. I've seen him talk to coaches. I've seen him talk to different players. And is really talking football and ball and, like, just trying to grow and learn. He even showed you guys a little more personality than he ever shown in his last press conference with you guys. And it's like he's growing and he's developing and he's learning. He's getting better and better every single day. And, like, that's a part of the program. That's a part of who we are. That's a part of everything we would think of when we bring a player in here to try to develop and help him be the best version of themselves.
He is, Mike, more comfortable. And we're talking about James Pierce Jr., that there's just from the first time Mike and I talked to him, and I'm just keeping it real with you guys, he came in, he was very quiet and to himself, he answered our questions, but he was not as confident. And I think part of that is, again, you get drafted, you get flown in, it's all new, you're meeting new people, go here, go there, go here. Now he understands, all right, I know where I'm going, right? Routine, I know what's going on, I know the guys on my team, and I think he feels comfortable in what he's doing. So That's a big plus. Meanwhile, Raheem also was talking about an update on playing in the you know, this season as far as the preseason is concerned. We have told you today, and if you're just joining us, you will not see Michael Penix Jr. on Friday, and you will not see Kirk Cousins on Friday. Those two guys will not play. Doesn't mean they won't play in the preseason. We still have two more games, but they will not play Friday. And Raheem was basically saying, look, we're trying to figure all this out with the upcoming practices with the Titans and all that's going on.
I'm in a great spot, yeah, but definitely you're leaning the right way. You know, you get a great, really good feel on after the scrimmage on who needs what you can get somebody, what you can get people. You know, obviously got a young football team, so there'd be a lot more people playing than we had last year. You have a couple young guys out there that's got to go out there and show some competitive things. You got some positions that are up for battles where you want to see some of those things happen. Obviously that'll happen within our own scrimmage. That'll happen within the preseason games. And obviously we got the practice is coming up the following week. So, like, really feeling good about that and feeling good about some of those healthy competitions that's going to occur over the next couple of days.
You know, man, I'd like to see our starters play a couple of series and get into a rhythm. But, you know, again, it's you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't if you're an NFL coach. Yeah, ever since they went to the three-week preseason model, people are kind of, you know, handle it with kid gloves. You don't want to see an injury for a meaningless game. I get all that. But I also think there's got to be guys getting into a rhythm. A in-game, in-season rhythm, you know, and we haven't done that under Raheem Morris, at least what we've heard from what's going to happen this year, what happened last year.
I'm with you. I am mixed because as a fan, to Mike's point, I want to see our guys. Right. And then the other side of me is I am being a little cautious, and I don't care if you call me scared. I am a little bit because you don't start the season off with your best guys being injured. And I know you're going to say that could happen at practice. And, guys, it could. And as a matter of fact, I want you to hear Raheem talk about 7-on-7 versus 11-on-11. This was a question today, and I thought this was interesting, Mike, because we haven't seen a lot of 7-on-7. That kind of stuff goes on in the summer. Right. And
maybe that's why he's so cool with not having to put these guys in there, because
correct.
He is doing the 11-on-11 game situations.
That's exactly right. And so now I'm putting you in game situations. I'm seeing you every day. I don't necessarily have to run you out there to see you in a preseason game where if something was to happen, I'd feel guilty. Here's Raheem talking about why he likes 11-on-11 full team.
I am not a 7-on-7 guy. I think it's unrealistic for the quarterback. I think it's unrealistic for the DBs. I think it's unrealistic for the coverage. You will see some 7-on-7 coming up because there are different coaches that have different points of opinion on that. But I'm not a 7-on-7 guy. I love for the quarterbacks to feel the collapsing of the pocket or to get comfortable in the pocket. And I think that's a major part for us and a major part of how we grow. I got a bunch of coaches on my staff that are very like-minded. And that's just not something that I'm just a big believer in when it comes to those things. You will see some one-on-one pass rush and some of those things get implemented. Some one-on-ones from receivers, DBs get implemented this week. I just wanted to implement these guys and kind of ramp them up to what it looks like when you do those one-on-one things in pads and non-padded practices and things of that nature, or padded practices, to get them ready for those things. But I'm just not a big 7-on-7 guy. Right, but you do have some coming up.
Okay. And look, it's all about what coaches believe in and how they feel about certain things. That was something we hadn't had answered because we just didn't know. Like, we just figured, okay, they're doing 11-on-11 because this is what they want to do. He is specifically saying, I think we get more work, and Michael Penix is going to get more work with real guys out here.
And that is something we have seen with different coaches. We certainly saw a lot more 7-on-7 when Arthur Smith was here. So, I mean, everyone's got a style. And if you're not here to watch practice or you're not going to see that scrimmage against, the scrimmage-controlled practice against Tennessee, they maybe get more out of that. So that's the logic behind it. Still, though, I mean, me also, it's also part of me as not just a football fan, but as a consumer and a season ticket holder who friggin' hates preseason football.
Correct.
Because it's always just nothing. It's a great big nothing burger. With all due respect to the backup QBs, if people want to see Penix Jr. And, like, I would understand the logic behind not putting Cousins out there.
Right.
You want to keep him on bubble wrap in case somebody does need a quarterback.
All right, let's hear from our quarterback, Michael Penix. More about this coming up
By the way,
in the 5 o'clock hour.
Just to mention, since we did tease it, there's a video that's out there. I think you and I reposted it. Joe Patrick shot it. But just for fun, because Raheem Morris obviously played some college football, pro football, but when he tries to D up Drake London, and Drake London just throws him down and runs his route, and everybody got a kick out of that. It was kind of funny.
It was funny. And by the way, we'll let you hear what Michael Penix said about that coming up at 5 o'clock, because he was asked about it. But let's hear our quarterback talk about not in the preseason opener, because you're wondering, well, how does he feel? We asked him today. Here's what he said.
Yeah, that, and then I feel like he felt confident in the three games that I played last year. If I didn't play any of those games last year, maybe we would be talking about preseason games. But he feels confident in what I can do come game day. So he didn't feel like I needed to play this week, I guess.
Okay. And by the way, is he going to argue with this? No.
I mean, if you go back, and this is a different coach, so you can't, it's water under the bridge, but it made no sense that Desmond Ridder got one series. Doesn't matter. I mean, a guy that's never going to be anything anymore in the NFL, he's a nice guy, we rooted for him, but that was a guy that needed all the reps he could have had.
Yes.
And I think Arthur did a disservice. New regime, and Penix Jr., we just laid it out. He's getting more and more real game scenarios in the practices here at the branch. That's the logic, whether you agree with it or not.
I agree, Mike. Again, we're going to have plenty of time to see Penix. Boy, I hope he comes up and lights Tampa up, Mike. I do. I'm talking about 3 touchdowns, 320. Like, just that first week where everybody's like, what is going on? Like, I hope that happens. And of course, I want to win. But I also just want to see him, like, grab this thing and just take it, and just open this offense up. We are going to have more of Michael Penix coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that, and we'll let you hear Young Wei Koo as well, as he is in a kicking competition, technically. Mike's right. I feel like he's going to win this job. But, there were a couple of days over the last week where he wasn't 4-for-4 or 5-for-5. He missed a couple.
Right.
I don't need him missing any. Mike Bell, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man. More fallout from what happened, and blowback from MLB. Now, they are getting more shoulder of the blame for the Bristol debacle. Bristol Motor Speedway being compared to the Fire Festival. As far as the inability for the paying consumer, the baseball fan, whether you're a Braves or a Reds fan or just somebody who lives up in the mountains up there that wanted to see some baseball and you couldn't get a hot dog, you couldn't get a beer. That's where they're comparing it. And also, when we come back in detail, a lot of folks have proposed it. Now we may get some teeth to it. Taking one of the most annoying things about watching television and getting it out of here. I'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When a play is play, 5 o'clock, man. Hear about coach being abused by one of his own players.
That ain't right.
Assault and battery at Flowery Branch today. Stay tuned. 5 o'clock in the Falcon Report. What wide receiver beat down his head coach?
Wait a minute. Are you gonna
stay tuned?
Are you going to continue this? I wonder if D-Led reported this.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, somebody got whooped up on at practice. More coming up at 5. Thanks, Mike and Carl. Hey, man, real quick, do have a developing story from the Braves, and we'll talk more about this with Grant at 5:20. Grant Holmes will go with a non-surgery rehab option for his elbow rather than a Tommy John or other type of procedure. This from Dave O'Brien from The Athletic. Grant making the decision after weighing opinions from doctors. Everyone loves Grant Holmes. It's a hell of an underdog story. Finally getting to the show. He's only making, by baseball standards, $770,000 this year. So I could see him wanting to say, let me give it a go.
For sure.
Under contract next year, and as opposed to being out of a contract and out of baseball with surgery.
Unfortunately, these are the hard decisions guys have to make, and usually they're financially connected. So if you miss a year, and if you're Grant Holmes, where does that put you in the pecking order? You know they're going to go out and get pitching, right? So where does that put you in the pecking order? Are you coming back and now battling potentially for a fifth spot in this rotation based on what the Braves do? And we don't know what they're going to do, but we assume they're going to do something. You got to try to prove you deserve to come back and be a part of this rotation.
But again, it just, and this is an epidemic, but it just seems like the Braves, the Dodgers are probably the number one, but they've got enough money to keep finding more guys. They can, and Dodgers can just basically endlessly in a turnstile find guys that throw 99 to 100 and just keep rolling them through.
That's true.
Braves don't have that ability because the ownership doesn't give Alex the loot, that, in my opinion. Hey, man, we were talking earlier about the Braves, and they get the win. Took 2 days to finish the game at the Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway. Unfortunately, yes, now being compared to Fyre Festival, the ill-fated music festival in the Bahamas where people were stuck on a desert island without food or water and basic necessities. I did look at it because I talked to a couple of my friends who were at the game, They were told, if you went to the website, normally you could bring a cooler to Bristol. There was Major League Baseball was not allowing you to bring a cooler to this. I looked it up. You can see it. It's actually out there pre-event. So there was confusion about that. So some fans had to bring their coolers back to their cars, which is sometimes if you're walking 2 miles, not exactly that much fun. And then you get in there, and there's that big rain delay. And Bristol, as I said, not every track has as much space like Atlanta Motor Speedway does. Bristol is basically built vertically. So if you're under the stands, it's like sardines, and they're out of food. So they ran out of hot dog buns. They ran out of nacho cheese. So, yeah, can I get just a tube steak and some nachos without any cheese?
As for that gourmet food, here it is, a cheese sandwich in a styrofoam box.
So basically they ran out of food. The beer, they eventually ran out of brew. And then by Saturday, they basically said, okay, you can bring your coolers in since we don't have enough food for you. So basically, it's a combination of the greed of Major League Baseball and the ill-preparedness, unfortunately, of Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah, Sunday, when they came back, they could bring your stuff. Yeah, look, I think it's a learning experience, but my issue with this is you do all this planning.
Right.
You've got all this pomp and circumstance surrounding this game, and who's sitting at the table and going, we have everything covered, right? Yes. We've got food. Yes. What if it rains? Yes. What happened? Like, every single thing should have been covered. And it felt like, Mike, it wasn't. It felt like as the thing went along and it was like, okay, well, we'll just react. What do you guys want to do? Well, what are we going to do in this situation? I don't blame Major League Baseball. They tried to put on an amazing event. Can't blame the Braves or the Reds. I think whoever was coordinating this up there at the track, and yeah. I don't know this, by the way. I'm not in the food industry. But I will tell you this. If I got 100,000 people coming to see me, how many hot dogs and brew and beers do I need and buns do I need, Mike, to make sure that we're not going to run out? I have to assume
after the firestorm of complaints and headlines like Rich Kids of Instagram meets the Hunger Games.
I need to make sure that if every individual in this stadium comes and gets a hot dog, we're covered. I don't think they thought about it that way. And it's obvious when you're running out of food within a rain delay.
Yeah. Now, I tried to get my good friend Paul from up in Bluefield, West Virginia, and he's a longtime strength and conditioning coach with the Beavers. And anyway, I had other friends that I was trying to get to call in. If nothing else, Carl, for the greatest West Virginia accent you've ever heard. And Paul goes, I ain't coming on your program. Make me sound like a nincompoop. Anyway, Paul was the guy back in the old days when I was doing radio at J104. Paul's like, hey, Mike, would you like to MC our powerlifting meet? Maybe afterwards we'll go hit Pizza Hut, get some Coors beers. That's the way Paul talks. So I asked him, and I was talking about this, and a couple of the guys, Rodney and Jake, a couple of dudes from Beckley, West Virginia, made the trip. And they all talk like Paul, but it's like, you wouldn't believe it. No cheese for the nachos. Hot dogs without buns. What are we, in a prison?
Yeah.
So that was basically
that's what it felt like.
Yeah, and then, of course, they ran out of beer. So they were hot. And then, of course, what I got from my hillbilly buddies in West Virginia, why do we need Pitbull singing with Tim McGraw? Why isn't it Tim McGraw and Faith Hill?
It's called Why is Pitbull out there?
Crossover. What? I don't need none of that. No crossover. Now, I will say this. Speaking for a lot of fans, I do think some of our younger audience, Gen Z, might not get this. Just Alex Rodriguez has no charisma, personality. He's just a jerk. He's devoid of any kind of charisma. And he's tough to watch. And so I would have rather seen them roll Pitbull out there on a lip sync track.
Oh, wow.
And let him just do, you know, shoot. You know, sing Fireball for 10 minutes. Da 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 da. And then my boys go like, you know, I recognize that song from Kelsey's at the Holiday Inn. That's okay.
That's true. They would have.
I didn't know that was the Pitbull.
No, they would have recognized that one. Yeah, man, look, they didn't do enough songs, right? They did one each, I think.
It was one song, and it was just a mashup, and that was it. And then Pitbull just jumped in wearing a hat, and that was it.
Nice payday for him.
I really thought it was going to be like, you know, a half-hour deal, and it wasn't. Whatever. Anyway, so that is what it is. Now they've learned by it and from it. The event, you know, the Field of Dreams in Iowa, everyone thought that was an amazing success. But, yeah, this one just getting a lot of folks just continuing to just crush MLB. Braves do get the win. It was cool to see Waldrop get the win. He gets sent back. Congratulations. Here's your first MLB win. Now back to Gwinnett.
Yeah, we needed you for the night or the day. See ya.
And Eli White, it was kind of cool that they had the Corvette pace car out there.
That was
the
cool.
Anthem. You couldn't even see the jets in the flyover because it was so much, you know, lower rain and fog and all
it
that stuff.
It did happen. That was Hornets, I think.
Yep, it was. Hey, man, when you're watching TV, whether it's tonight at home or you're watching your favorite football game, or it could be anything, you know, network TV, anything. I can't stand pharmaceutical commercials. There's too many of them. You know, when you're watching TV, maybe you're eating dinner.
Well, there's a lot of Americans on drugs, Mike.
Well, guess what? Did you know we're one of only two countries that even allows it?
No.
Because Big Pharma is freaking evil. I think most of us know that. They own Congress. But now, look, I'm saying am I laying on this one, but RFK has been talking about it. Now they're really thinking about moving forward in an effort. Now, how pharma would push back on this, you couldn't imagine with their lobbyists. But banning pharmaceutical commercials of any kind on television.
Oh, they're going too far now. This is taking it just a step too far. This won't happen, Mike.
Oh, yes, because then you won't have to listen to it anymore. May cause diarrhea, stomach pain, spasms, redness, shortness of breath. Don't take Bravacta if you're allergic to Bravacta.
Every commercial feels that way.
Oh, my.
It?
And now, look, and again, I'm sorry if you have bipolar disorder or some of the other issues. Now they even have commercials. They're so often in the weeds on this. It's like 0.001% of the population where it's like, now people get facial tics for their psychotic medication, and there's a med for that.
Yeah.
Just when you think you've seen it all. So anyway, this guy, this consumer, me, would say, yes, I would welcome that with open arms. Because when you go to Europe, you don't see any of that stuff. There's none of these commercials are on television over there.
That is true. But there are no other countries who have a jacked up health system as we do.
Correct.
Real talk. So, I mean, there's a lot of
pharmaceutical companies.
There's
just
a lot of things wrong.
Nobody pays more for the drugs than we do in the U.S., and nobody has to deal with more commercials than we do. So go figure that one out.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's that just dropped today. I saw that. All right, man. We were talking earlier today, Carl and I, off the air about Friday. We had a great broadcast. Thanks to everybody who came out to the Landshark Bar up there at Lake Lanier at Margaritaville. That was a blast. Made a big mistake, though. Day-Day saw me pull into a Whataburger. I can't resist a Whataburger, especially brand new one over there on Friendship Road.
It's the best, bro.
They had all the sign and the placards are up, and I'm like, I knew this was going to take 20 minutes, but I just had to have a number two with cheese.
Yeah,
and I did, and that 20 minutes that put me behind the wreck.
Oh,
did you
I
get caught
it.
In the
no,
wreck?
No, I did not.
Day-Day, did you get caught in the wreck?
So it happened just ahead of me, minutes ahead of me. So I only had to sit for about 10 minutes max.
Dead stop for about 45 minutes.
Where did this happen?
In the Peach Pass. I just saw Beaver Ruin, right? Just north of Beaver Ruin Road. Big wreck. So just you make the merge on the 316. So basically stuck there because you can't go and get, you got the those pylon things, those cones. So I couldn't get out.
You can't get over.
I was trapped in the Peach Pass lane. Now here's a question. Do you get a rebate when there is no express in the express lane?
No.
With my GPS, the fact that I moved, a quarter of a mile in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Do I get a rebate on my $1.50 or my $1.75?
You know what? And here's the thing. They probably charge you extra because you were in the lane for so long.
Right.
Here's the good news, though, Mike. You had a double cheeseburger.
I did. The only thing was, we're big fans of Whataburger. I grew up with it in Tallahassee. I love it. The I-10 special, grew out in Texas.
It's from Texas, baby.
It's
the
best.
It's where it started.
That's why I said the I-10 special, baby.
I love it.
But, I mean, you can't eat that when you're driving a car. I mean, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, and then now I get, like, the pickles and the lettuce and the mustard's all over the shirt. And now I'm just like, and then you never have enough napkins, so now I'm trying to pull my tank top out because we're at the lake and basically lick the pickles off the shirt.
It's too much.
And then as I'm doing that, there's a lady in an SUV, and she looks over at me like I'm an animal or something, like I'm a caveman.
Well, you probably did. Have you ever rolled up on somebody trying to eat a big burger? It's the funniest thing. There's two things that make me laugh. Women who are putting on makeup and somebody trying to eat a big fat burger while they don't think anybody's looking at them. And you're in the car and you roll up and they're like, about to take that huge bite and splooge like Mike's talking about. But you made it, man. You made it.
I survived. Now, when I got home, the dog, I always get Ike jumps up on me when I come home. And, of course, when he smelled all that goodness from Whataburger, he just pins me on the floor. La, 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 la. He's going to eat the shirt, man.
But
the new Whataburger is open now up on that.
My daughter, she's about to go back to college. And it's funny because they're building one about, 2 miles from us, maybe less.
Right.
And literally she came home and the door slams. I said, what are you slamming the door for? She goes, why?
Uh-oh.
I said, what? What's wrong? What happened? Did you okay? Why are they building this Whataburger now and not when I was here? And I said, I don't have anything to say about that. She's so upset that this thing's like 2 miles away and she's not going to be able to venture there whenever she wants.
Oh.
I can't wait. It's going to be a traffic hassle on
right.
that corner because wherever they build one, there's always
right.
traffic there. But I will tell you, it is. If you guys haven't tried a Whataburger,
I'm a big Whataburger guy, man. That's my fave, man. Hey, over the weekend, we mentioned the Bristol race. So when there was nothing going on, I knew I kept flipping back to see if the rain delay was over. You know when they're showing highlights, there's nothing going on.
Oh.
So one of the highlights, though, which had David Ortiz, Big Poppy, laughing out loud, was the Jazz Chisholm base running error Yankees taking on the Marlins down in Miami. Saturday was a 2-0 loss. You may have already seen this by now. Paul Goldschmidt, it's a routine pop fly. It's over to Xavier Edwards, who is standing in the dirt in the infield. Chisholm, on first base with one out, is basically 5 feet off the bag. Okay, two things. You know, if you let him, you know, deke you and drop and let that ball drop, you know, okay, you want to try to run to second base. You're not going to beat that throw. You just got to take it. And by the way, in that case, you're letting the Marlins win because now the slower base runner is on with two outs.
Right.
So nobody on God's green earth has any idea what Jazz Chisholm was doing. The ball's up in the air for an estimated 6.6 seconds, according to StatCast. I'm reading this from the New York Post. Edwards took a few glances at Chisholm as he's looking up at the ball and looking over. And Jazz Chisholm keeps, like, inching over. He catches the ball, foop, throws him out. A double play at first, something you'd get benched for if you were playing T-ball.
That's true.
Is Jazz Chisholm the dumbest guy in Major League Baseball?
He might be. Isn't this the same Chisholm that was talking noise when he was here with us?
Yes.
To Coach Perez?
Talking all that noise. Thinking yeah. Because Eddie Perez basically said, hey, you want to steal the signals? Don't be overt in doing it because you're going to – basically, Eddie said, you're going to get hit in the head, but he didn't really say that.
He didn't say that. Yeah.
I inferred it.
Mike, you think that these Major League players have gone through all these scenarios, and especially they're paying attention.
Right.
Plus, you're looking at the third base coach. You're looking at people telling you what to do, and you still make these mistakes. And I don't know, man. I asked about this last week about the Yankees. I don't know how good they're going to be in the playoffs, but I will tell you this. There's a lot of pressure on Aaron Judge, speaking of the Yankees, to deliver in the playoffs, Mike. If he doesn't, they're going to be – I mean, like, last year was bad.
Right.
Come back this year, have another great year. I know he's been hurt, but if he doesn't show up in the playoffs, they're going to murder him.
And I was talking – Day-Day made the face when I said, I just think sometimes you can just call somebody what he is. Jazz Chisholm at times comes off like an idiot, a doofus.
He does.
I mean, and by the way, I'd like a rebate for his performance in the Home Run Derby. Because that was a big nothing in that.
Did you have him in that?
Yeah. I mean, nobody expected to see Jazz Chisholm in the home run. Now, ironically, shows you how bad Matt, you know, not bad, but how poor the Braves home run hitting slugging is. At the Home Run Derby time, he had the same amount of home runs as Matt Olson. It was 17 at the time. But, of course, he couldn't deliver on the big stage. So then he does this. That's two strikes against you, Jazz Chisholm. You just made the list. You're watching Coup. I'm watching Jazz.
That's right.
Yankees. I do revel in their failures.
Oh,
and that
too.
Is guy talk.
I do too. I don't.
Not
know
brought to you by Big Pharma.
I don't know how good they're going to be in the playoffs. I'm just telling you.
Talk to
like,
your doctor. See if Dukes and Bell is right for you.
Well, look, I will be shocked if they pull these ads because they're everywhere, especially if you're up late. Like if you're up late night, that's all you see.
Don't take Dukes and Bell if you're pregnant.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk to Grant. More entries for our Braves, another guy on the IL, and also our conversation with Jake Matthews. But when we come back, Mike said it. Was it embarrassing or was it funny? Or maybe a little bit of both. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.